The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Even the secular media was shocked by Miley Cyrus' performance this weekend at the MTV Music Awards ceremony. Her sexually implicit movements and nudity on stage shocked even some of the media who's used to reporting on this kind of thing. I remember when she first appeared on the scene as a Disney role model. I was shocked by how many Christian parents wanted their little girls to be like her. Parents, what do you now think of Hannah Montana? The question I urge you to consider is, how could you have been so deceived about this girl? Why couldn't you discern where she was headed and what she would become? May God grant Miley Cyrus repentance, but may God even more grant those of us in the church repentance. May He reveal to us that we are so much a part of the world that we can't identify the world system of evil that deceives us and is destroying our children. How is it that America's early generations had morals that were so much better than ours now? Any honest student of history knows this is true. Even in my lifetime, I remember when folks didn't lock their doors at night because they knew their neighbors weren't going to harm them or their stuff in any way. There was a simple reason for it. Most people read and believed the Bible and what it taught about how you should treat your neighbor. America became the most prosperous nation on earth because most people in our early history kept their word. That's what makes an economy work. Integrity in the marketplace produces prosperity. Where did we get that integrity, though? We got it from reading the Bible and obeying its teachings, beginning with receiving Jesus Christ as the rightful ruler of these lives that we are living. Good morals produce peace in the heart and prosperity in the hand. The Bible says, "He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." The Bible says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee." Americans in the early days of our nation read and tried to live by the Bible. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation as his regular method of reading it. Fisher Ames, president of the Continental Congress, read it this same way. We know that John Quincy Adams, our sixth president, read it through at least 55 times in his lifetime because he recorded it in his journal every day. George Washington read the Bible on his knees both morning and evening every day. A study by Houston University professor Donald Lutz concluded, "The Bible was the single greatest cultural influence in the lives of Anglo-Americans." End quote. He made this conclusion after researching better than 15,000 of the documents written by our founders. Only a return to the Word of God as our most desired piece of literature can save us from enslavement to a dictator. Only by renewing our minds with the Scriptures the Apostle Paul taught in Romans 12 is there any hope of avoiding political slavery. Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." Will you commit to read through the Bible over and over for the rest of your life? You will if you want your children to live in liberty. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars and Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook. Or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.